I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Football Land. My name is Anthony Richardson.
My name is Ryan Baxter.
Mark Davison is still away.
Still away.
We are designing here at Football Land a football-themed theme park. We are still coming up with rides.
It's that big question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Which is how do you design a football-themed theme park ride for a football-themed theme park? Yeah.
This is how you were doing it.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to play the song?
Yeah.
Sean, tell them about Football Land. I actually do.
So this little idea I've got, as everything should be in Football Land, it should be turned into a game.
Yeah.
It should be competitive. And so I've brought that even down to the mobility scooter hire.
Right.
So you have to earn your right to hire a mobility scooter in Football Land.
So not everyone can hire a mobility scooter.
No.
There's some people who will go without one.
Yeah.
Like, and the very elderly and frail?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I think we have to have a zero kind of...
Yeah,
zero.
No compassion.
Now, possibly the most famous mobility scooter user in football is Chuck Blazer.
Chuck Blazer. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul indeed. Yeah. You know, he was a US soccer administrator. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia describes him as...
Did he ever play football?
No, he didn't.
He was a businessman.
He was a businessman. He used to sell marketing merchandise, right? One of the things that he used to sell, you remember the smiley faces? It was just a smiley face.
And what, a yellow one?
Yeah, the yellow one. That famous yellow one.
They use in like in rave culture in the 80s, and so then now it's like anti-vaxxers use
it. Yeah, he used to sell badges of those. And then his son started playing football, and that's how he got involved. He started coaching and going up through the kind of ranks that way. Now, Chuck Blazer was pals with Jack Warner, very famously. He also looked a lot like Santa. Mm-hmm. And in sort of about 2013, he got caught up in the whole FIFA kind of illegal bribing
scandals. And he lived in Donald Trump's tower.
He did.
In Trump Tower?
Yeah, he had two apartments in there, and we'll come back to one of those apartments in a second. And yeah, he was pals of that, and he essentially became an informant, it came out. He became an FBI and IRS informant because of all the dodgy FIFA stuff. But he essentially admitted to lots of different dodgy things, fraud and all sorts of kind of things. And one of the things that he got... came out in the course of the investigation was that he obviously had lots of properties, had money, kind of pocketed money to build properties, but he also rented an apartment in said tower for his cats.
Just his cats.
He had a $6,000 a month apartment just for his cats.
How many cats are we talking?
Over 12. And so...
Stink.
Well,
they're still there.
Maybe it was the service department and had a cleaner come in and got all the poop and stuff.
But otherwise, if you let cats alone in an apartment for... I mean, last night, I usually shut my cats in the kitchen and I left one out because I thought he was in the garden and he just, like, weed in this, you know, on the carpet.
Yeah.
It's like, can you imagine that? But with 12 cats daily just weeing wherever they please.
Because they're messing with you, aren't they? Constantly cats. Like he was messing with you because he's locked me in the kitchen for 7 years.
Exactly. So I'm going to wee on the carpet just to piss you off, even though there's a litter tray, there's a spare litter tray, the emergency litter tray.
Shocking.
It was, you know, it was just nearby.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you've heard the expression like herding cats.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this game combines basically the world's football's most famous mobility scooter hire.
Yeah.
man, Chuck Blazer, and the expression herding cats because of his famous cat property that he had. So to earn your right to hire your mobility scooter, you've got to herd cats.
Okay. Like sheepdog trials.
Like sheepdog trials. So there's a room full of cats.
Right.
So a bit like your kitchen. And you come in whatever sort of state of mobility you're in.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot. This is the very frail and disabled people who...
Yes.
Who basically are turning up to 50-degree heat to a football theme park.
Yes.
And they've just got out of the monorail that's taken them to the entrance.
Yeah.
And now all they need to do is just grab a mobility scooter so that they can enjoy the rest of
the day. On with the day.
However, it's not that simple, guys. No. Come and herd some cats.
Yeah.
I know you're 90.
Yeah.
So just give it a go.
Well, it is to give it a go. And I think that's in the spirit of football land. It really is give it a go.
Yeah.
And so what I think is they're allowed to use whatever mobility devices they've got currently, just not a mobility scooter.
Yeah, so crutches.
Crutches, wheelchairs, whatever they need, that's fine. I'm going to permit all of those things because otherwise I think this ventures into being a little mean, and that's not what this is about. This is fun.
It's fun, and it's for everyone.
I've got a few questions that I can't really decide on in this ride, so I'm just going to rattle through them.
Go on.
To just see if you can help me out. So I've written, are the cats also on motorised scooters?
Can they be on hovercraft? Because it'd be good if there's like this room was half water, half... kitchen tiles, so that they can get around everywhere. But
I guess you often see cats on those room bars, those
Hoovers.
The Hoovers.
Yeah, you see them a lot on
Hoovers.
YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe rather than in, or maybe we can mock the Roombas up like looks like it's a mobility scooter, but it's just cats sitting
on a Hoover.
Yeah. Arrogantly sitting on a Hoover, moving as you kind of like amble over to pick it up.
So the floor is very clean. Because if you've got at least 12 cats going around on those little Hoover automated Hoover things.
And so I think that's good, because then I think the kind of the Hoover thing is a good speed.
Yeah. Because if you've got a 90-year-old woman, you know, I'm just thinking of my gran. And
although sometimes they really do catch up on you, old people.
Oh, gosh, they do, yeah.
You think they're there and then they're not. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So are they?
But it's usually they're not there because they've just fallen over. So you just need to look downwards,
down?
And then there they
that's
are.
What I've been doing. That's...
Old people, I think deceptively quick, but not when it comes to getting into a car.
Right.
Not very quick at getting into a car.
They milk it.
And they do milk it. And,
okay. So let's...
you know the doors are very heavy for them.
So no cars, right?
No cars.
Okay. Hoovers. So I've got one more questions.
Go on.
Do you have to wear a blazer?
Yes.
Or do the cats have to wear blazers?
Everyone should be in a blazer.
Everyone should be in a
blazer.
And
there should be, the perimeter of it should just be blazers hanging up.
And then I had like a special...
So it's soundproof, so no one can hear what's going on in there.
Right, okay. So, and then further to that, do you have to chuck blazers? So could you catch up with the cat on the Hoover, get the blazer off it, and then chuck the blazer into, say, a blazer bin?
You could fashion the... blazer into a type of lasso. You could actually try and lasso the cats off the Hoovers and then like whip them round and then chuck them into a basket.
Because that's a bit like herding as well. You've got that lasso element. That's nice.
And the cowboys use that, cat boys.
Yeah, and...
cat boy herders of the...
And old people
the
have these skills that we've forgotten. So they're probably, you know, you didn't know Margaret was actually really good at lasso.
And a lot of old people are good at lassoing, because if you look at like the schedules of like BBC Two, ITV in the 1970s.
Yeah.
It was just wall to wall Clint Eastwood films.
Yeah.
It was just all
lots
cowboys, spaghetti
hide.
Western. Yeah. So they will have learned a lot of lassoing techniques off that. The Waltons, Lassie. Not much lassoing going on that, but
that
it's still Lassie.
That was the Italian dog program that was plural for multiple lassos.
Yeah, mango lassie.
Okay, and then I just wanted to add an extra level of danger in there, and. Do you have to chuck a blazing blazer? So are the blazers on fire?
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you've said, with the cars, you know, old people will take the piss where they can,
yeah,
and really drag their feet. But if the blazers are, if their blazer's on fire,
yeah,
so they're wearing a blazer that we ignite,
yeah, yeah,
and so before it completely engulfs them, they've got to.
Yes, well, let's add that element. If the old person is slow, if they're over, if they're taking over 2 minutes to lassie this cat into a basketball hoop, then I would say set them on fire.
Well, yeah, it's to sort of speed them up. Instead of getting irate,
go, you're so close.
Then we
It's hot in Qatar, so why don't we put this in a giant greenhouse?
Yeah.
Because then let nature take its course.
Mm.
The windows will, maybe they're magnifying glasses.
Yeah, magnifying, and, I was going to say,
actually,
all those things on the back of coaches that, that make things appear bigger.
A bit bigger for no reason.
For no reason.
No reason needed. You only really get burnt by a magnifying glass greenhouse if you stay in the same position.
Yes.
If you keep walking around,
the
sun's rays are not going to burn.
Yeah.
So elderly people, if you do stand still for more than 10 seconds or so, you will be set on fire.
So are they very, very dry?
Very dry.
Very dry.
Oh, elderly people are very dry. They hardly drink anything.
So I was going to say, do we need to douse them in some kind
of... No. No dousing needed. I think elderly people are naturally very dry. You look
they
at
do.
Their dinners on Sundays.
Yeah.
No gravy.
They don't
they
drink
have one
water
cup of tea
either,
a day.
Do
they don't drink water.
Very
just
suspicious
one cup of
water.
Of tea.
Even though cholera epidemics were kind of pretty outdated
they
way before.
Yeah, but it's still a hangover for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you look at the Second World War, all the water was used to put out the Blitz.
Yeah.
So, no, they just had tea.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, colonial mindset in a way.
Yes.
It's remembering of the days of the Raj.
Yeah.
So that's why they have their tea.
Yeah.
Very milky though, very weak.
That's weird.
Very weak.
That's
they don't
strange...
want to taste the tea, but that's because they don't like foreigners.
Oh,
so
that's
they
it.
Only like milk. If an elderly person could suck the teats of its cow directly, and then just wave a tea bag under its udders, they would. They would do that.
Or maybe feed
my gran has
the cow on a tea bush.
Yeah.
So it's sort of tea infused milk.
Yes. Why don't they do that?
But that might be
because cows are sacred in India, aren't they?
Yeah, that might be too close to bubble tea. And that would be too foreign again.
It's too far. And that's a fad now.
It is.
I don't think the elderly would know what that was. So to sum up, don't douse them in petrol.
So no dousing. Okay. And just to wrap up. So we've got herding cats with Chuck Blazer.
Yeah.
So you go into football land.
Yeah.
You need a mobility vehicle. You go over. The news is broken to you. I'm sorry you can't have it. You've got to earn it. And then we maybe just test to see whether they're moist enough.
A pH tester, like moist tester.
Like a
dehumidifier has like a little...
Yeah.
Maybe just put some tracing paper against them or some filter paper.
Yeah, and the ones that look a bit too moist, we put in a kind of dehumidifier, a bit like a kind of the opposite. Like for cigars, like those humidors, but the reverse.
The reverse of that.
They go in that queue, and they're asking, what's this about? It doesn't matter. You'll find out in a minute.
It doesn't matter. Do you want a mobility scooter or not?
Come on. The only question that remains is how many cats?
12.
All 12?
All 12.
Before they combust?
12 angry cats. They're really annoying. Because don't forget, they're in a greenhouse as well. Cats love like the sunshine.
They do.
But not when it's too hot.
No.
And that is going to be too hot for those cats.
But they are always moving because they're on room bars.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we've got docile cats, old people and disabled people.
Lasso them into
lassoing them, and then they get the mobility scooter.
Yeah, and then enjoy your day.
Great.
I'm ready to vote on that. I mean, I don't even know why we're going to vote because it's a winner in my eyes.
Oh, good. Well, I might vote. No, I can't vote against it now, can I? Because that would be a stalemate again. Okay. All right. Let's go to a vote. All of those hear ye say aye or nay after I say three. 1, 2, 3.
Aye. Congratulations. That's a winner. And that solved our mobility scooter problem. Footballland. Okay, I've got an idea of a shop. We don't have many shops at the moment in Footballland.
No.
We have rides, we have toilets, and neither of which you can pay once you're in.
Well, I think we've managed to get some revenue into the toilets.
But at the same time, the merchandise, I mean, we have got one ride where you can pay for your own sort of...
Fossilised poo.
But this is a proper shop. It's called Varan's Pans.
Oh, no.
Raphael Varan.
Not Bedpans.
Not Bedpans. ceramic pans, traditional right. saucepans
mm.
made by Raphael Varane. In yep. his part of France,
yep.
there are, it's actually a hotbed for a crockery, a crockery hotbed.
Where is that?
I think it's in the north. I think it's right. Near Lille or Calais, where he's from.
Yeah, he is from up that way.
And, you know, there's not a lot to do
His sister
outside.
Was Miss Calais.
His sister was Miss Calais.
Yeah.
And she had to fashion her own pan.
Yeah, it was part of the pageantry, isn't
it?
It's
part of the pageantry. You have to make your own pan. Yeah. And hers was
Stage
brilliant.
Stage three, potter's wheel. They all
exactly
come on
right.
in glitzy dresses, mm-hmm. sit down and kind of, you know, do the scene from Ghost.
Exactly right. And Raphael Varane mm. is in the same mould. He owns Varane's pans.
Yeah.
Now, you pay mm-hmm. for your pan at the end, okay?
Right.
But you've got to make your own pan, akin to Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Just one quick question.
Go on.
Should we get them to pay for the pan beforehand? Because I've got a feeling that the pans are going to be...
pay for your, you pay for your pan.
Up front.
You pay for your clay. You
yeah,
pay for your clay.
I like that, yes.
So you pay for your clay.
Pay for your clay.
So you get you go in mm-hmm. Into the traditional small French pan-making workshop,
yeah.
a bit like Le Creuset.
Yeah.
How they make them there, although I think they're made out of Ooh. Wrought iron, those pans. These ones are ceramic.
There's some kind of cast iron.
Yeah. But these ones, ceramic.
Yeah.
They're clay.
Right.
Okay.
Clay.
So you go into this small, dingy little Varane's Pans workshop.
Dingy?
Okay. You pay £20.
Yeah.
And you're given a plastic bag full of clay.
Yeah.
It's such a bargain. £20 gets you about, cost-wise, about £15 worth of
clay. Oh.
So
not much of a profit margin.
Not much of a profit margin for us, but there is inbuilt a jeopardy to this where you might not even end up with your pan at the end. And that is the challenge.
Well, I'm glad that we've got them paying up front.
Right. So you all go in
yeah.
to these potter's wheels in a circle in the middle of this dingily lit workshop.
Yeah.
In the middle is Raphael Varane.
Yeah.
He's sitting there silently, a bit like a Rodin's thinker, you know,
yeah.
the sculpture.
Yeah.
So he sat there pensive, you know, because making yeah. pans is really important to him. You aren't given that many instructions about how to make your pan.
Right.
And you've got about, you know, it's like IKEA instructions just next
yeah.
to you. Yeah?
Yeah. With a little fella with the Allen key.
Yeah, that's right.
The
and
confused face.
You're there on your potter's wheel with your big lump of 2 kilograms worth of clay.
Yeah.
As much water as you want. Let's not skimp at the water, even though it's in the desert.
True.
It's mineral yeah. water. It's mineral water.
Oh.
So you're fondling your clay, not knowing what to do, kind of, but you're trying to fashion your pan.
Yeah.
Okay. And slowly Varane comes up behind you and sort of, yeah, molds it in, you know, takes your hands and molds it.
Yeah.
Like in Ghost.
Yeah.
You know, he's helping you. It's sensual. The lighting is so low. It's really, you can feel his breath on your neck.
Oh.
You can feel him now and then sort of nibbling on your ear, chewing on your hair. If you've got a mole on the back of the neck, he might sort of tease that between his finger and thumb.
How crucial is this to the...
It's so sensual. These are the most sensual things I can think of. Raphael Varane then whispers into your ear,
yeah.
My name is Raphael Varane and this is my pan. And it slowly dawns on you that this is... there's been a miscommunication, Raphael Varane wants this pan for himself, for his own pan-making business.
Oh.
He wants to take the profit from you. He wants to take
so
your pan.
So it's not Build-A-Bear. It's
Protect-A-Bear.
Right. So it's a bit like a kind of prison workshop.
It's a prison workshop.
You've gone in. You've had all your rights taken off you.
Yeah.
And you think you're just going to sort of serve your time
yeah.
and pay your debt to society. And it turns out you end up sort of making brass for Primark.
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah.
right.
And
or Boohoo or Pretty Little Thing.
Yeah.
Anything that's advertised on Love Island.
Yes.
But
all made by prisoners.
And if you look at Love Island season 12, you look carefully at what they're cooking with, it's Varane's pants. It's Varane's pants.
Wow.
It's
so you've already
prison
started
pans,
this.
Prison pans. So next, it dawns on you that you need to get out of there with the pan.
Right.
It's you versus Varane
yeah.
over custody of that pan.
Okay.
And where's the kiln? It's at the exit of football. You've got to get that pan, which is just
yeah.
clay, which is unfired clay.
Yeah.
Safely.
Yeah.
From Varane's workshop,
yeah.
Varane's pans, to the kiln. By the exit, which is basically your safe zone,
right.
because Varane has a collar around his neck, which electrocutes
of course he does.
Him. Of course, if he leaves Footballland. So you just have to leg it with your pan. Remember, there's 12 of you in the workshop.
Yeah.
And if you look at, you know, Darwin's sort of theory of evolution and, you know, fight or flight, strongest doesn't die. I can't remember what the... He who dares wins, SAS.
Yes, I think.
Basically, if you could die.
Andy McNabb.
Because Varane,
yeah,
he could bear hug you and rugby tackle you to the ground.
Yeah.
And take your pan away.
Yeah.
So you're better off. If you do get rugby tackled to the ground, just release your pan. That's all I'm saying. Just let it go.
Just let it go.
Let it go. Have you ever ridden an ostrich?
Not this year.
No.
Because of lockdown. But
if you ever ride an ostrich, right, it's like a bucking bronco. You hold onto its back wings. Yeah. It's only got two wings, but you hold onto the top of them, like imagine shoulder blades.
Yeah.
You hang on for dear life. But if you fall, you've got to curl up in a ball because... Ostrich talons on their feet.
Ooh.
If they kick you, they can actually take a piece of flesh out of your eye.
Well, yeah.
Or your face.
They're big,
or your
aren't
nose.
They?
They're big.
They're big.
So anyway, that's the same with Varane. He's got very sharp toes.
Got ostrich feet. Because I had a question that was obviously it's 12 versus 1.
Yeah.
That's quite difficult. I wondered whether we maybe want to introduce a sort of an assistant for Varane. I mean, and if you're talking, you know, kind of dingy, dark workshop, there's nobody better really to bring in than Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
They're a good kind of duo as
good
well.
Good duo, yeah.
Because you've kind of got the very handsome, suave, you know, very highly skilled Frenchman. And then you've got this kind of lumbering beast with a misshapen head.
Like a Frankenstein's monster who's been kept in the dark for too long. If you keep Harry Maguire in the dark for like over 3 or 4 weeks, he will develop rickets. But what he loses in leg mobility, he gains in the size of his shoulders and his head. he is terrifying. I mean, he's got a very low centre of gravity then.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need to leg it. You need to take that pan. You need to get out of there.
Are they non-stick?
That's a good question, actually, because our pans non-stick before you fired them in a kiln?
Oh, I don't know.
They're just going to be watery and sloppy. Because you can't use the pan as a weapon to get Varane off you, because it's just clay.
Yeah.
You could bung some clay in his mouth to try and suffocate him, but then you've lost your pan.
Yeah. You could reserve a small amount and sort of throw it up in the air to distract Harry Maguire because he's going to hit it.
Yeah.
He's going to, you know, just...
Master, feed me. He eats clay. Harry Maguire does eat clay, so if you fed him some clay...
He's going to sort of need to be tethered so he can't get near...
with a ring through his nose.
Yeah, probably.
Tethered by his nose.
So what do you do once you've got to the kiln? Pan's in the kiln.
You're safe.
You're safe. But Varane's still on the loose, right?
But he's like wailing at the doors, like beating down the gate. But he knows that he will be electrocuted to death if he steps one foot past.
To death. I thought he was just going to take one. Every now and then he just can't help himself. And he just has to... it's being tasered to the ground and he's dragging himself over the line. And he's like, I just want to touch the pan.
Why is Varane letting people into his workshop to make his pans if there's then a tussle to actually get them back? I mean, poor business from him, but maybe he's unable to make the pans himself. You know, that would be the poetic irony of this whole thing. Varane loves his pans, but he can't make
them. He's got a skin condition.
For shit.
Oh, he's bad. He can't make them.
He can't make
them. Maybe sort of got early onset arthritis from sort of manhandling strikers for so many years. And that's the really bitter irony. He's like, I love football, but I love pans just as much. And he can't decide which one to give up.
So that's Varane's pans.
That's Varane's pans.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's 20 euros.
20 euros.
Get your clay. And then if you're alive at the end of it, you've got a pan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we should probably vote on that.
Yeah. Okay. All in favour of Varane's pans, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Football. Land.
So in his absence, Mark has sent me a note.
Okay.
And it is on paper.
Right, okay. Go on then.
And it's on a post-it note.
Okay.
Which is better than most of his notes. They're normally on the back of receipts.
Yeah, no.
So you can work out, yeah, I know what Mark buys.
Maplin. Yeah. Why is he shopping at Maplin?
Yeah, they're always
doesn't
old.
Even exist anymore.
Doesn't, no. They're always like from 2014.
And you look at it, it's like AA batteries. Why have you gone to Maplin to buy AA batteries? Yeah. You could go to a supermarket
Mike
for that.
Mike got one where he bought 100 LEDs.
Yeah.
Is he making his own LED light bulbs?
Yeah.
Mark, the cost
they're
like
so
a couple of
cheap,
quid.
So cheap, so
multi-pack
cheap.
Multi-pack from Asda.
So cheap, yeah.
Anyway, this one is on a post-it note, so it's upgraded, which is good. And it just says, chicken shawarma memorial.
What, a shawarma memorial? Chicken shawarma, but it's a war memorial.
It says, yeah, chicken, and then it says shawarma, a hyphen memorial, chicken shawarma memorial. And then underneath it just says, football fans like kebabs and military stuff. Let's kill two birds with one stone. We need somewhere to honour Poppy Day.
Right. With a giant rotating...
It doesn't say rotating. It just says chicken shawarma memorial. What could he be thinking? I mean, well, he sort of said, I get it, Poppy Day.
Oh,
yeah, and we've got the minute silence.
Important
and
day,
we do
yeah.
that. We do. We have that every year when it's the... We have the minute... When we have a...
Maybe, you know, usually kebab houses at night, it's a rowdy place. You see a lot of fights start there.
Yeah.
But how about a respectful kebab house?
Ooh.
How about one where you go in silence and you're solemnly given your kebab and you eat it in there in complete silence, you know, remembering the fallen.
So you've got to can you chew? Can you make chewing noises?
You can chew, but respectfully, come on.
Not mouth open.
No.
So you think his idea is a kebab shop?
Yeah.
But that also...
Where you just remember...
You remember.
Those who have, in football, passed away that year.
Yeah. Or
in a war.
Oh. I thought you... Or in a kebab shop.
Nobody, you're not remembering people who've passed away in a kebab shop because it's still got to be a war memorial. So it's footballers who died in one of the wars that you have to remember, but while eating chicken shawarma.
But why not? It doesn't specifically say. I mean, granted, we've not got a lot to go on, but it. Why not remember those who have passed away in a kebab shop?
Because it wasn't in a war.
But it's a chicken shawarma memorial. So if.
So it's remembering those who have died eating a chicken shawarma.
Well, if you've had mixed meat, probably not.
No. Right?
But if you died whilst ordering the chicken,
yeah.
Then yes,
what
I think.
About, like cheesy chips stuck in your throat.
Cheesy chips can be cloying, so I'll allow it. Mm. But I think if you've had a lamb doner, no.
No.
But I think if you've had a shawarma, like the chicken shawarma has come off and it's got the little pickles. If you've had that, choke on a pickle.
Yeah.
Maybe you've just had one too many and, you know, it's the perfect way to go.
Maybe it's remembering, it's just remembering that time when Steve Bruce went, who was pictured in a kebab shop. So you're just remembering that.
Or you're just remembering all the great kebabs you've had.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nicer, wouldn't it? Let's remember the fallen kebabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they rarely get finished.
Yeah.
And you see them littered about on the streets and those little long yellow peppers that nobody likes, but they put on everyone.
They need to get rid of those peppers.
Yeah, they must have a... There's a thing with that, isn't there?
Yeah, I've never seen them growing in the wild.
No. Where'd you get a long yellow pepper from?
I don't know.
It's like, it's almost like, you know how we used to sort of send our rubbish to the Chinese?
Yeah.
Maybe this country that we don't know of is sending us their yellow peppers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe in revenge, going, fine, if I have to have your sort of, you know.
Well, weirdly enough, we actually send our rubbish to Turkey at the moment. And Turkey are sending us their yellow peppers and their because obviously kebabs come from Turkey.
It's the circle of life.
And Greece, yeah.
Okay, well, what's it going to look like though? Because you know,
it's got to be very solemn.
War memorials tend to be, you know, granite names etched into them.
Yeah.
If we've got a giant kebab and in a very hot country, granted, and it's not refrigerated. Even if it's been cooked, it's going to putrefy.
That's
not something you are going to want when you're trying to remember
all of the
kebabs, all of the fallen war heroes.
So there can't be any kebabs in there. It's just, maybe it's just a stone obelisk where you're just asked, in the shape of a shawarma, where you're just asked to remember. Really big.
How big?
Like...
Are we talking like Mount Rushmore big? Like,
yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, and you just have to, and there's no food there.
No,
you just have to remember some kebabs you've eaten before.
Well, yeah, which can be tricky because kebabs are mostly eaten
when you're drunk.
When you're
drunk, can't remember anything.
So, smell is a very powerful kind of evoker. It's a strong evoker of. So maybe we could pump out a bit of
maybe. But do you know also what jogs
sauce.
The memory?
What?
CCTV footage. So, and outside every kebab shop is CCTV.
There is.
So,
but
we
never
trawl
when
through.
Somebody is mysteriously beaten behind the kebab shop.
Yeah, never.
Never.
Well, they know where the cameras are, but you don't know where the cameras are if you're just innocently munching on a kebab.
No.
So we trawl the footage of every kebab shop in the country and in the world. And we compile that footage and we have it on a database ready so that when you turn up to the giant obelisk shawarma, you press your hand against a sensor.
I'm thinking face recognition.
Face recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they give you a kebab to hold but not eat. And the way you hold it, that triggers the CCTV.
It's like one
and
of those
plays
sort of,
you eating the kebabs, and then that's how you remember.
When you go to a castle and you get to pick up a real sword, but it's on a chain.
Yeah.
We've sort of got
the
proper weight of a kebab, but it's probably made of plastic.
Yeah. And they say to you, can you just order what sauces you'd have on that?
Yeah.
Because every person's sauce choice is unique.
Yeah, like a fingerprint.
Yeah, like a fingerprint. So you ask for the sauces, and the computer works out that, and then beams up 12 different CCTV playings of you eating kebabs in your youth, in your past, beams them on the obelisk, you look at those and you remember.
Yeah, and then you choose which ones you want on a keyring.
Yeah.
And it's probably a double-sided keyring.
Yeah.
And it's you...
So you could have two.
Yeah, it's probably you today.
Okay.
Holding it, holding the fake kebab. Maybe it's gold, not real gold, but sprayed gold.
Spray gold.
So you go to the Chicken Chihuahua Memorial and you hold that and you're solemnly looking at the kebab, thinking of all the kebabs that you've eaten over the years.
Yeah.
That's on the front of the key ring.
Yeah.
It's difficult to say which is the front and the back, but that's the front of the key ring in my mind.
Yeah.
And then you turn it over and you've got the choice of maybe 12 previous kebabs.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
That you can, of grainy CCTV footage. Yeah. Going probably from really bad, like late 90s CCTV, through to quite crisp.
Crisp and HD. Remastered.
Yeah. They're really catch villains these days because of the CCTV. And you pick which one, you go, I'm going to go 2006.
Yeah.
And then you leave.
Yeah.
And critically, I think that also once a year, lots of men on motorbikes with St. George's flags drive from the UK on their motorbikes to the Chicken Shawarma Memorial.
Yeah. And have a vigil.
And have a vigil. Mm-hmm. And somehow bring together the union of the war dead
and the shawarma
and motorbikes.
Shawarma says.
Yeah, and I think that that says more
about
football
than anything else.
Than actually a football itself.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why in Qatar for the World Cup, it's just going to be you on CCTV from 2006 eating a cheesy chip naan.
I'm tearing up a bit.
Okay, thanks, Mark. All right, we'll take that, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess we had to do a lot of that legwork for you. But I guess we should probably vote it in.
Yeah, all in favour of the Chicken Shawarma Memorial, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. And let's do an impression of Mark.
Aye.
We can put we can paste that in.
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
What a lovely, lovely, lovely episode that was.
Yeah, it was nice. I can't remember any of it now.
What?
Nah.
It just happened?
Nah, I can't remember it.
Tell you what, give it another listen. Give it a listen back when you go.
Sure.
All right, then.
Add to the stats.
Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.